Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Like I said, I want to just remind everybody, I will be gone all next week. And if you're saying, well, where is he? I will be golfing in the Dominican. I will be a very, very happy boy. Life will be good. Life is good, actually. But there's a couple of things I read today that I wanted to go over. If you, and I've been talking about how if you go to God in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You go to God, God will direct his path, direct your path. It's a promise from God. And you can rely on that promise. You have to believe the word. The word says he's going to tell you that he'll direct your path. That's what will happen. And as you start to see it, tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, the expectation of future good. Once you start to see it, you'll start to have an expectation that God will always come through. And that it will always be good. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to purpose. And you're called and you're summoned. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, God called you from the foundations of the world. He is there for you. And you always have God. I wanted to go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver or to rescue the godly out of temptation or putting to a test or a proof or a trial, and to reserve the unjust unto a day of judgment to be punished. There's two parts of that verse that brings me joy. The first one, he's going to get you out of any situation. Turn to him, face him, ask him, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct that path. He tells you how to get out. But the second part is what I really enjoy. He's reserving the unjust for the day of punishment. And as messed up as this world is, and as, for me, it's just knowing that I can't really change anything. I don't have the power to change anything, but there is God who does. And all these things that are going on, God's going to judge at some point. That brings me peace. That's for sure. Now, there's something I've gone over a lot, and I haven't done it in a long time, and I read this. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been a minute. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, grace, which is God's loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being. So the state of having grace, knowing the God's love and being able to see God's love, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being. So you're sitting in a state where you're not bothered by the outside world. Again, grace and peace be multiplied to you, or to make you full, through the instrument of the knowledge. And this is having a true and personal relationship with an object, where you go to that object and you ask for advice. That's what that word means. Grace and peace will fill you up through the instrument. How do you do it? Through an instrument of having a true and personal relationship with God and of his son, Jesus Christ. That's two different things. You have a relationship with God. You have a relationship, a true and vital relationship, where you hear from the object, you ask for advice. Verse 3, according as his divine power hath been given to us all things for life and godliness, for the purpose of reaching the epignosis, or having a true and personal relationship with God. That's what all this is about. All of the things that God's given you, the spirit that God's given you, is all about getting to a state where you start to have a relationship with God, where you talk to God. How do you think Abraham became the father of believers? How do you think Abraham became the father of many nations? It started with his relationship with God. And God decided, because of his faith, he had righteousness. It was accounted to him for righteousness. His faith. Believing. He's also known as the father of believers. He's also a friend of God. All these things are to get to know God having a vital relationship, a true relationship. And the thing is godliness is not going to church. That's an external thing. It's a specific word. I'm not making this stuff up. That's an external manifestation. An internal is having a true and vital relationship. That's what godliness means. Do you turn to God? Do you talk to God? Do you read His word? Do you use the ministry of the reconnection, the reconciliation? Do you walk in the Spirit, the course of a life that's headed towards life? Or do you rely on the carnal nature that's headed towards corruption? Do you rely on your eyes? Do you rely on your five senses? Do you make your decisions through asking God? Or do you make your decisions based on you and what you think is best? And the best part about it is all things work together for good to those that love God. So even if you do make a decision based on your five senses, God's still going to put you, still going to get you through. He asks you to cast your cares upon Him. Give Him your cares. And He tells you that He's going to rescue and deliver you out of any situation. Any situation. Do you believe it? Do you stand on that principle? Or do you, or are you like many people, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine? Tossed to and fro when you hear something. Where do you stand? That's what it says. Stand in that liberty. Not run, not sprint, not swim through. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. We live in a tremendous time. It's whether or not you choose to put on the new man, like a t-shirt, the new spiritual man that daily acquires strength to get to know God. These are all biblical principles. These are all spiritual and specific words. His word cuts through. His word is specific. You got to get to know God in this life. That's the only thing that matters. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ when you pray. It's always to God because that's what God says. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll actually talk to you in about a week. I want to hear it. I don't have the fear in an hour of your gypsy soul. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for just a multitude of things. I thank you that you continually increase the bank accounts and we can pay for whatever it is that need to get paid. I pray for the new employee that's coming in that you take care of him and that he's a good hire. I also pray for the one that's going to another job that you just take care of him and that he's blessed beyond measure. I thank you that you smooth everything out always, and I'm grateful for those moments. I pray for the product that's being produced, that it's good for the next week, that you take care of everybody while their leader is gone. I'm just kidding. But I thank you for that and just for just what you've done for me and my family and my sister, my dad, my brother, just everybody, the kids, and that you just continually protect. I thank you for a great day today, a blessed day, a phenomenal weekend, and that you close or open the door that needs to be closed or open this tonight. And I just thank you for that. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.